Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
They're sending out Stasi forces in these surveys they're doing that they force companies to do outside law but with threats to answer questions about their politics. And see, that's what they said 15 years ago that the census was then going to be. Back in like 1998, they were already preparing the 2000 census. And they admitted that this is how the Stasi will come. Oh, it's a survey. Notice that's how thieves knock on your door, too. Oh, we're selling newspapers. We're selling magazines. Oh, we've got a good deal for you. We're selling speaker systems. And sometimes it's just a scam to get you to sign up for a fake subscription. But sometimes they shove a gun in your face and come in and, well, tie you up and kill you. And, you know, even though it creates a murder investigation, a lot of times they just like to kill you. And the globalists are like that, too. I mean, it's a big thrill for them. And no one's run them to ground. No one stood up to them. So they're in a big, giant, spoiled, rotten operation. Like kids. If you had bad kids and let them do whatever they wanted, pretty soon they'd probably be killing people. It's kind of like if you've got enough employees, a lot of them are good, a lot of them are bad. You don't monitor people. You don't see what they're doing. You don't give them goals. They will literally, every time, shut up and then tell you that they are your boss and make up some reason that they're your boss and you're a bad person. And the globalists also do that. They always demonize, it's just human nature, corrupt human nature, they always demonize whoever they're abusing or whoever they're dominating so that it's okay for them to feel like they're doing that. Well, I declare my resistance to all control freaks and scum. I see you. You are pathetic, and you will be defeated. Let's go to Zach in New Hampshire, ahead of Max Kaiser joining us. Zach, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Hey, Alex, I'd just like to say I'm a big fan of your show. Thank you so much for everything you do. You're really doing God's work, and you really helped to wake up me and my family. And I'd just like to run a few things by you and see what you think about them. But I do a lot of research on, like, the paranormal, and I've had paranormal experiences and, you know, seen UFOs and photographed things. And the research I've done is it's all occultic and it's all demonic, and I'd just like to know what you think about that.
Well, look, just from a scientific perspective, the elite throughout history, and especially in modern times, you think it would be less, are obsessed with the occult and believe they're deriving their power from the occult. I mean, both George Bush, his dad, so many others like John Kerry, believe that they are possessed by dark angels and that that's where they get their power at Skull and Bones. I mean, their own documents have been leaked. That's mainstream news. Back in the 80s, it got leaked by Charlotte Iserby, whose father and, I guess, grandfather were in it. But more's been leaked, and it's now been ABC News has confirmed. These are people who believe they are channeling entities. So regardless whether, because atheists will say, I don't believe in any of that, and say, I'm a kook. Well, it'd be like if I said pygmies worship the snake god or whatever. I don't worship the snake god. I'm reporting on the anthropology, the sociology of those people. The globalists worship blood, death, and hurting children. And that's their most popular cult. They've got some other cults. I mean, you can get in a cult if you'll just go along with them and stuff. But you don't get to the higher levels unless you like to torture children to death. But go ahead.
So you'd agree that, like, things like ghosts and aliens and UFOs and even, like, Bigfoot, like, it's all occultic and, like,
you. Well, no, you know, I mean, a lot of Bigfoot is guys dressing up in gorilla outfits so they can sell a film for, you know, $50,000. And that's a guy in a gorilla suit. Have there been groups of wild humans throughout history broken away from other folks? Wild men? Yeah. I mean, on the hike and bike trail in Austin, they got pushed out by the police into deeper areas. But I've hiked before. I've got to admit it because they don't enforce it. There was a big piece of private property, about 200 acres, right over by my house in South Austin. I lived over there. And I would go out there with my wife before I had kids, which is she was first pregnant. And I'd always heard in that area of South Austin, there was the wild man, literally wearing skins of animals on him. He looked like a wild Davy Crockett, or a cross between Davy Crockett and the Unabomber. And I was walking down a forest path and looked up, and here he was, 15 feet in front of me. About a 6'4" guy wearing furs, totally skinny, a wild man with dirt on his face. And he bared his teeth at me and then ran away. So My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-547-8490. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-547-8490. That's 1-800-547-8490. Call 1-800-547-8490.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are now into hour number two, and there's an article out by the Daily Caller. It's up on InfoWars.com right now. FCC to police, news media question reporters in wide-ranging content survey. And this is how they send out the secret police now. You've got at least 10 Democratic senators calling for a return to the Fairness Doctrine, where you cannot give any of your views. You can't say, I think it's illegal that the NSA is spying on us without warrants. You have to just report what the government said, that it's loving, and that it's, you know, like Dianne Feinstein says, it's not surveillance to be illegally spied on. That's a quote. That it's not surveillance, that it's a wonderful thing that they're doing for you, and that you should be just absolutely amazingly thankful. Well, now, they say that's not allowed. And I actually went into the 2013 report here, and the really meaty stuff starts on page 23, and they're going to make sure that you're, you know, being politically correct and putting you in a database. And so this creates the database and a survey of everyone's political views and what you're saying and what you're doing. And then they come around now with the different federal departments to businesses. They send us these things every few months now. The general public goes, well, I don't get those because you're not what they call a business. They send me these things saying, you know, who are your corporate directors? How much money do you make? What's the stocks and bonds? Do you have firearms? What are your other businesses? Under penalty of law, you will tell us. Department of Commerce, they have no authority. The census is for the apportionment of members of Congress for your state. And it goes back to Leviticus and the numbering of the people with Moses. That's where it biblically comes from. And that's in the law. How many people live here? That's it. But they use a code through criminal fraud and tell you, oh, there's a code on this. You better do it. And I send it back to them and say, Fourth and Fifth Amendment, you know full well this is fraud. And they keep sending it and keep threatening criminal penalties. And, of course, there really aren't any. It's all fraud. It's all fraud. It's all a criminal group. Just like they tell you it's the law that you've got to take vaccines to be in school. There is no law to go to college, to go anywhere. And they have their fraudulent admissions to get into college to make you take all these shots. And then they say, well, we have to protect others. If they've all taken the poison, they should be just fine. This is a government caught on record thousands of times killing people in secret tests. Why would you ever trust the government run by the foreign banks that created Adolf Hitler? Our government, the reason they took 30-plus thousand Nazi scientists at the end of World War II back to the U.S. and England, they were coming home. The Nuremberg defense used for the eugenics and the mass extermination of millions was U.S. Cold Springs Harbor IBM directives. IBM ran the extermination operations. They were commanding it from the United States during it. That's why up until the end of the war, they would say conspiracy theories, Hitler doesn't have death camps. That's why they have the conspiracy theory today that Hitler didn't have death camps. People think that's some new thing. No, Hitler had death camps, and they killed all sorts of people, folks. So you better learn about all of this. IBM directed the entire operation. And IBM directs Microsoft, and IBM directs Google today. To get around antitrust, that's why they created all these groups. And, of course, I told you that 15-plus years ago. It's now come out in the news. It's all fake. They've got attack barges with their surveillance grids off the shore. They've got the blimps already at 100,000 feet. They've even got microwave systems. They can fry you in your house with them. They've got it all. It's a breakaway society, a breakaway civilization with hundreds of trillions of dollars in the aggregate of assets that they've stolen. 76% or higher on average of all your money since the 1313 plan in the 1950s is taken and put offshore to destroy the money. It doesn't go to even rich people. They have the income tax. Congressional Report 81 is to destroy you selectively. So they don't pay taxes, and then your money's destroyed. You understand that? So that, quote, their money doesn't lose value. See, it's about artificial scarcity, where they have hyperinflation, where they get first use of the money, and then all the benefits to them, and then all the problems are to you. It's all scientific gang raping. I use that term because that's what it is. And, of course, you learn in Obamacare, 539% official Humana letter to Texas insurance holders. They say you have a 539% increase. California, 200%. Plus, and then this is free health care. This is affordable health care. And, of course, it's now come out. They knew the whole thing. It was all done on purpose. It's not a failure. They create the process where, oh, it's screwed up. Oh, I'm sorry for the website. Oh, I'm sorry you didn't get the free health care. It never had it in there unless you're an illegal. And that's only to bring them into the country as the incentive to drive down the wages. Now, joining us is Max Keiser to get into all of this. Top stockbroker, retired, inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange, virtual trading technologies for Counter and Fitzgerald, now used on many stock markets in the world. And he joins us to break down what he calls the casino gulag model. And that's exactly what it is. And I want to get his take on just in Europe, they're trying to ban any criticism of government. That was mainstream news yesterday. Here they're doing it as well because they have to. It's an authoritarian execution. So I've thrown out all these issues, what's happening worldwide, the QE Unlimited, the new Fed chief, all of it. We're going to talk Bitcoin, everything, for the balance of the hour with Max Keiser. But you heard my intro, Max, about how scientific this takeover is. In their own words, if this was a football game, where's free humanity on the board versus the corporate psycho guild who compete with each other on how evil they can be? Where is humanity right now, Max Keiser?
Hey, Alex. How's it going? You know, I'm going to be trying to get down to Austin to see you in January.
Come on down.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that trip. But listening to you talk right there, there's a couple of ideas that I have. One is called digital apartheid. The other one is called interest rate apartheid. So let's talk about digital apartheid for a second as it relates to Obamacare. If you notice, over the past few years, we have been exposed via the Snowden revelations to an unbelievably sophisticated digital infrastructure for spying that seems to work flawlessly. We also have been given Obamacare, which is a digital product that's a shambles. And this is the digital apartheid. If you live on the right side of the digital apartheid wall, you have access to flawless technology to spy, to commit corporate espionage, to commit all kinds of insider trading. If you live on the wrong side of the digital apartheid wall, you end up with Obamacare, which is like a ghetto, which is like a slum.
And that's how they've always done it. Red tapes for the little guy, not for the globalists. This is literally like that stuff cops have they can shoot that's like goo to tie you down.
Well, you know, red tape is bureaucracy has always been around, and it slows things down, and there's the state behind it, and the state hires a lot of employees, and there's too much state payroll that gets in the way of building a vibrant economy. But this is more insidious than that. This is a program of what I call digital apartheid, where the program is to create two classes of individuals of have and have nots. Then there's interest rate apartheid, which is I've talked about this on your show before. If you are on the right side of the interest rate apartheid wall, you're a partner at Goldman Sachs or you're a partner at one of these big firms, you can borrow money at 0%. But if you live on the wrong side of the apartheid wall, you end up paying 16%, 20%, 30%, or a payday loan. Here in the UK, they have a payday loan shop called Wonga that charges an annualized rate of interest of 5,000%. And these people that run the Wonga interest payday loan shop are some of the biggest contributors to the conservative government, the Cameron government. So here you have the government supporting a company that charges 5,000% against a payday loan to encourage the creation of this ghetto where people are, don't have access to capital anywhere near at the rate that if the friends of Cameron.
But I mean, let's go back to the Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and others. They're allowed to not just have 0%. They're able to create tens of trillions a month in fake garbage counterfeit derivatives and then have government bail those out, giving them actual value. So that's always the plan. But briefly, going back to your
let me follow up on that a little bit, because we live now in an interesting world where in the UK or in the United States, the growth of the economy is not needed to support the economy. You don't need workers in the UK. You don't need workers in America. You don't need their tax revenues because the insiders, when they need money, they just print it. They just use either the Federal Reserve Bank or the Bank of England to print all the money they want. It's like Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, you have a ruling elite, and then you have the vast majority live in abject poverty. Because the ruling elite, whenever they need more money, they just turn on the oil tap. They're part of OPEC, and they just drill for more oil. But they don't need the population. The population might get a bit of a stipend, but there's this huge gap between the princes and the rest of the population. In America, it's turning into the same thing, because you've got the princes on Wall Street who can just go to the Fed and get all the money they want, virtually an unlimited amount of money at 0% interest rate. So that they don't need workers. They don't need your tax revenue. They don't need you. You're expendable.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said. We're about to go to break. But then meanwhile, MSNBC and CNN, they're all debating all the racial division to keep us fighting with each other as we're all being abused by the foreign, offshore, above the law, tax exempt mega banks and the insurance companies making record profits on the Obamacare that they wrote. When we come back, I want you to elaborate on this genius way you put this, Max Keiser. because it really is something people can crystallize and understand. This is the ultimate discrimination, the ultimate tax, debt, slavery. But I want to go back to the first apartheid, the digital, because they said that going back about 18 years ago when they set up Internet 2 Consortium, that they're going to kill the old web, surveil it, tax it, control it, but create their super private web for the top corporations and governments, and that's now what they're setting up. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you've been sitting it out and not fighting the tyrants and not getting involved, you are under scientific attack. And you should take that personal. I'll guarantee if I walked up to an average guy that doesn't even think of himself as a tough guy and slapped his wife right across the face, he'd get up and fight me. I guarantee if I walked up to just a regular 150-pound, you know, guy that thinks he's a wimp, started punching his 5-year-old son in the face, he'd get up and fight me. If your neighbor came over every day and had their dog go to the bathroom in right in front of you, you'd come out and say, hey, quit doing that, Bob. But the globalists do all these horrible things to us. I mean, they are openly, under the federal government, teaching 2 plus 2 equals 5 in Common Core. You're not allowed to say mother and father. That's hurtful. Russell Brand's been told by Salon that it's hateful to women to say that he thought a woman was beautiful. It's a war on reality. These are not liberals. They're authoritarians. And they work with the fake right-wing people as well. That's why the Republican leadership's coming after the Tea Party right now. The real Ron Paul Tea Party, folks. Not the co-opted one that Karl Rove tried to take over. He failed. But look at this. School test teaches kids commands of government officials must be obeyed by all. I forgot to call 590, our local affiliate, and get it. About a month ago, I got to get this back. I want you guys to call him from the last time Arte Saavedra was on the morning show. He said point blank, obey a police officer's commands no matter if you know they're wrong or illegal. And you, quote, won't get hurt. That flies in the face of common law, common sense, the Constitution. And, you know, I don't even like to attack the police chief. He's very charming, says he's my friend and all this. But the point is, he says so much evil stuff. That's what they're teaching. Total submission to government is tyranny. It's a recipe for hell on earth, guaranteed. Max, it's a short segment, long segment coming up, but your eloquent breakdown is so key about how, and this is the essence, they get us obsessing on saying brown bag is racist. You'll lose your job if you work for the government in Seattle if you bring a brown bag, because there's no history of that being racist, no claim, no nothing. It just means cheap, you know, paper you put your lunch in. Everybody knows that. But if they can expand it out to everything's racist except really hurting everybody, I mean, it's so elementary. They want us looking at all this other side stuff that isn't even real in most cases while they engage in the electronic and in the other forms of apartheid. Please continue, Max Kaiser.
Yeah, well, I'll add to this apartheid theme. We talked about interest rate apartheid. We talked about digital apartheid. There's another form of apartheid, and it goes back to what you were saying earlier about Nazis and Germany, and of course they had a lot of U.S. corporations like IBM, Coca-Cola, and J.P. Morgan were very active supporting the Nazis at that time. So was Walt Disney and the Disney Corporation. And we see evidence of this today with what I would say is a copyright apartheid. You see, the history of the Internet is about really the Internet versus Walt Disney Corporation in Hollywood. Disney has every 20 years fought in Congress to extend copyright to protect Mickey Mouse, because every 20 years Mickey Mouse is set to enter the public domain. And remember, Thomas Jefferson argued that there should not be any intellectual property rights, that everything should be in the public domain. But they compromised and they gave intellectual property a 14-year copyright monopoly plus a 14-year extension. Well, thanks to Disney, that copyright is now lifetime plus 70 years, or what Lawrence Lessig would call, he's a professor at Stanford University, a perpetual copyright. And why this qualifies as apartheid is versus the Internet, and why it's active right now, is that corporations in Hollywood want you, or they want to force the price of ideas and intellectual property up, just like they're forcing everything else up, out of reach from the general population.
But it's worse than that. Under these treaties, as you know, Max, they're trying to get through, they put controls on your speech before it's made, which is a total form of slavery in the name of protecting their copyright.
But that's all put in place to protect Disney's and other intellectual property right monopolies. And you saw this played out last year spectacularly when the MPAA, headed up by Chris Dodd, went after Aaron Swartz. And according to his father at the funeral, Aaron Swartz was hounded to death by the government. Aaron Swartz killed himself.
Yeah, they really murdered him. It's clear they murdered him.
They threatened him with 50 or 60 years in prison, and they tried to get a plea bargain for 2 or 3 years in prison.
He was getting married. He said, I'm not giving up. I'm going to beat him. He was becoming a hero. They came to his house and hung him, but go ahead.
Well, Aaron Swartz effectively was a martyr for this idea of intellectual property freedom on the Internet. And this is another insidious form of apartheid that you see playing out and creating this vast gap between information that's freely available and information that now costs money. Hollywood wants the Internet to be like HBO, where everyone pays to view and you don't create anything yourself. Because every time you try to create something for yourself on the Internet, you have to reference something else, because all creation is referenced from all other creation.
We're coming back. Long segment. I want to break this down. This is so key here. With Max Keiser, MaxKeiser.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll give you his Twitter when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the bottom line. There is a scientific system of total control, in the globalist's own words, that has been basically established in this country and worldwide. And the globalists admit this in their own words. Gamed stock markets, just like casinos. And then we've got a major East Coast casino owner, you know, in the news saying, let's nuke Iran preemptively. It's literally ruled by mafia, by gangsters, by thugs who have used the development of technological systems to wage war on reality and to wage war on any independent opposition. That's why they instinctively want to get rid of the middle class. I mean, this is really a horrible situation. And I don't know how we get out of it. I don't know how we controvert it. I don't know how we pull out of it because it's so bad. It's so serious. It's so unspeakable. And it's so documented. We're going to go back to Max Keiser here in just a moment, but here are some of the headlines. Obamacare site crashes minutes before Sebelius' testimony. She's now come out and said, blame her. That's the quote. She says, it's all her fault. Here it is. We have that queued up, don't we? Hold me accountable for this debacle. And then hold Obama. And then he leaves. No, it's the big insurance companies owned by the big banks that wrote this. And by the way, they're in the news doubling their profits since it passed 3 years ago and set to double them again. And they're in the news saying, no, we want it fully implemented because we want the really big quadruple profits. Here is the headline. Insurers oppose Obamacare extension as a danger to profits. And that's being put out in press releases and on the news. This is the type of stuff that's going on. This is from Business Week, from Bloomberg. And literally, I have Obamacare supporters call up and they go, no, it'll get fixed later. I want my free stuff. You could get free charity care. Now, this bill lets hospitals, even charity ones, refuse you. And I gave the subsection. I've had medical doctors on. We warned you. It's just, it's death panels. It's death. It's pure evil. But you guys have to admit you've been conned. Where the buck stops, some see a bystander. New York Times whitewashing for Obama. I want to get into the digital apartheid and other systems of apartheid with Max Keiser. But Max, specifically on Obamacare, we called it, we broke it down, we knew what it would be. This is the opposite of socialist health care, folks that even want that. Why is the system so bold now? Is it that it's not just one dictator or one ruling party? It's a global corporate group above the law, tax exempt. They know the public's not sophisticated enough to figure out how it's happening. And so it's free reign. But shouldn't the elite themselves be scared of their own hubris and the fact that they have free reign?
The system in place now is a dictatorship. So you have Obama as a figurehead for a dictatorship. And a dictatorship doesn't really have to answer to anybody. And they'll put you in prison. And people will gladly go to prison if you give them, free access to online gambling, et cetera, what I call the prison gulag mentality, the model. But I wanted to get back to this whole copyright apartheid idea because, you know, it's funny. You play the Star Wars music and the Star Wars theme on your show. And, of course, Star Wars, the original Star Wars, when that was being written by Lucas, he consulted very heavily with Joseph Campbell, who wrote a very famous book, A Hero with a Thousand Faces.
About archetypes.
Talks about, yes, archetypes and the recurrence of archetypes and stories throughout history. The problem with this copyright, lifetime plus 70 copyright regime that Hollywood wants and is imposing, is that when people try to write new stories, Hollywood says, no, we own the rights to those stories. So they are, by creating this division between you and access to your own history, to access to your own being as a human being and part of a long ongoing history, they have created effectively a digital lobotomy because people cannot even access ideas anymore without being billed by one of these Hollywood or intellectual property behemoths like a Microsoft, et cetera. So this is how they've created this digital lobotomy by using copyright law and copyright extension law so that it's lifetime plus 70 years and claiming that all the stories, all the hero with a thousand faces, all the thousand stories throughout history are owned by these corporations. Disney took German folktales like Snow White and others and copyrighted them. And now they claim that they own those stories. So now people try to do stories like that. They get sued by Disney. So they have, and they
same thing. They took Hans Christensen's The Little Mermaid and then copyrighted it when it was open source.
Right. So they've taken that public domain of stories that we've, you know, taken hundreds of thousands, you know, thousands of years to develop, and they claim ownership. And so now when you go to try to be creative, and that's part of being a human being is to be creative, create things. But if you don't have access to even being creative because sure. Someone will come down to you and say, we own that. You can't use that
idea. By the way, it's Hans Christian Andersen. I was going from memory there. But you're absolutely right. And they're now even taking the classics that are open source and then saying this printing is copyright and then going after people who then put out a movie off of that claiming that they've copyrighted it, or they'll take government film footage of nukes going off and then do a false copyright. And for those that don't know, there's been a bunch of companies out there that if you just take a snippet of an article and put it in your article, we've had AP and people tell us, you can't even put a paragraph of our stuff in an article quoting us. And I'm like, but it's totally fair use. Or we've had Warner Brothers, and I challenged them and had to do it behind the scenes in court, and they backed off.
Right.
Saying I can't review Batman.
In the Constitution, there's a provision called fair use. And fair use is for educational purposes and other purposes. And there used to be a thing called the public library where you could go in and read a book, take out a book for a week and read that book. But now these libraries have been totally infiltrated. And this whole idea of fair use has been subverted so that there is no more fair use. And you end up with this situation we have now where all stories are owned by these mega corporations. And it creates situation where people are even afraid to think, because they might be billed or somehow invoiced. If you write an email, I wouldn't be surprised before too long, you'd write an email and you start to use a phrase in your email, and then you get a bill at the end of the month from Microsoft or Disney.
Google came out last month and said they are reading your email to make sure nothing copyright is in it.
Right. So either they will just push you off the grid. So that's part of the digital apartheid. Now you're living in a digital no man's land. Or they send you a bill, and if you can't pay the bill, they'll lend you money at 16, 17, 18%. That's an interest rate apartheid. Or they'll just stick you in one of their other prisons.
And remember what McCain said. He's about 6 years ago, he said, we'll blow your computer up with remote commands, fry your computer. That's what they want, total control. Let me ask you this question. Economically, geopolitically, how are things going for the kleptocrats? What do you make of the $13 billion fines on companies like Chase at the top of the pyramid, slap on the wrist? Other points that are important, Max.
Well, the greatest thing I saw in the last week was the quote that came out between a meeting between Barack Obama and Eric Schmidt, the Google chair, where Barack Obama asked Eric Schmidt, should we be worried about Bitcoin? And, of course, Eric Schmidt was clueless even about what Bitcoin was at that moment. In the meantime, Bitcoin has surged to become the Napster of currencies, to totally be threatening to all central banks and bankers everywhere. And as the days go on, we're finding out this to be the case. And, of course, the big story this week was somebody bought Bitcoins in 2009 for $57, and now they're worth $800,000. He just bought an apartment in Norway. And these types of stories are bringing a lot of attention to Bitcoin.
Who was really behind Bitcoin?
They are activists who hate bankers. So you've got a group of folks back in 2009 who put what's called a Bitcoin protocol onto the internet, which is, I think, the most remarkable piece of technology and insight since going back to Copernicus, who reasoned that in fact the sun was at the center of the solar system and not the earth. At the time, he got a lot of flack for that. The creators of Bitcoin have figured out that you could take the encryption algorithms used for sending encrypted emails, and you could turn that into a currency that would be completely stateless and completely safe to use outside of all government interference. It's a complete ingenious idea. And it's changing the entire global economy.
Well, I want to be clear. I totally believe in free, open, digital currencies, believe it is the way of the future. It gives the power of fiat to the people and the power of choice, and a bunch will emerge, and whatever's the most trusted and the best will become preeminent, and it could take the globalist out of the equation. My issue is I believe whatever the first big one is, they're going to try to sabotage it, demonize it, come after it. So I haven't endorsed it to my listeners because ends up getting brought down if it does, I don't want to be connected to that just because I understand how volatile and dangerous it is. But I think out of pure speculation.
Well, I understand that, but look at this. So they busted Silk Road recently. Silk Road, online marketplace where a lot of illicit activity was going on. The FBI bust creator. They then found themselves in possession of lots of bitcoins. Some of the bitcoins, they found the password to and discovered $30 or $35 million. Other bitcoins that they did not have the password to, they are completely incapable of cracking into that bitcoin cash. Because the bitcoin network right now is bigger than 500 supercomputers. It's something like 60,000 computers distributed around the world. They go through this bitcoin protocol, and they're discovering what you could call precious numbers. that are as precious as precious metals or precious diamonds.
Well, sure, that's what they do with the whole fiat banking system, using it against us. This inverts it.
Fiat banking system is money that has no intrinsic value whatsoever. Bitcoins have intrinsic value, like gold or silver, and that's the big difference.
Explain why they do, because people put original value into it.
Because there's two reasons. The system that it requires to solve the mathematical equations to unlock these numbers is so huge that that itself is the value. The value is the network. The network is the value. And then the numbers themselves are extraordinarily valuable. For example, as your listeners probably know, there's been an ongoing hunt for prime numbers. And prime numbers are very rare. And scientists are looking for these prime numbers, and they are very happy to find one. The Bitcoin protocol is similar in that it finds numbers that fit in with the protocol that are also extremely rare. And you need this network of thousands and thousands of computers working simultaneously to unlock these numbers. So that's the intrinsic value. And then it has all the attributes of a currency, and it's a medium of exchange. So now I understand your point. You know, you don't want to jump into it and recommend something that'll blow up. Let's wait to see if it has a good adoption rate. At the moment, if you read the Bitcoin press, you notice that it does have an excellent adoption rate. You've got people like Second Market in New York City that have introduced a Bitcoin investment trust, where it's now become an asset class.
Sure, that makes me think that it might have elitists behind it who want to control this type of technology when it comes out.
You can't blame hedge funds necessarily for wanting to jump into things that make money. Hedge funds are also stateless. Hedge funds are not.
No. I get it. I understand all that. I understand that. But listen, getting off of Bitcoin for a moment, because there's so much other stuff going on. What is the state of the global economy? What's happening with the bond market? What are your predictions for gold, for war? Let's take a walk on the waterfront here. Tell me what's going on.
Well, in the UK and in the US, they're very similar. I think in the UK, it's really more of a good demonstration of what is going on than anywhere else right now. The central banker in charge, Mark Carney, the new guy who came in from Canada, he has just announced that he wants to expand the balance sheet of the Bank of England up to $9 trillion. They've already expanded it from $800 billion 4.5 years ago to $2.5 trillion. He wants to take it to £9 trillion. So, and his message to the world is, we will swap all of your toxic debt from all of your banks for fresh gilts, the equivalent of a treasury bond for the UK. So the UK is emerging as the global garbage dump for bad debts. And Mark Carney has now given himself extraordinary regulatory power, because they've consolidated several regulatory offices under Mark Carney. And he's let the people know around the world, banks around the world, that all the toxic debt in Europe, America, South America, and Asia, we will take your toxic debt and print gilts. So he's becoming the enormous garbage collector. He's a Bernie Madoff on steroids. He's a Bernie Madoff to the 10th degree. And the UK economy, as a result, you've got another apartheid happening in terms of housing. You've got huge, rich oligarchs who get the money for free and then buy apartments, and they pushed out everybody else. Very few people can afford to live in the City of London anymore who are not part of the oligarch class. People are just fleeing the city because it's too freaking expensive, because exactly what Mark Carney's doing. So he's put on the "we are open" sign to every crook and oligarch in the world. They'll take all the toxic debts that you accumulated in all the dodgy deals you did over the past 5 to 10 years, and we'll swap you with fresh gilts, pound gilts, and you can keep the Ponzi scheme going. Now, we see the same thing in America. There was the farce of "let's taper" from the Federal Reserve. That was a farce, as your guest Peter Schiff, you know, has said on your show brilliantly and elsewhere. There's not going to be any taper of buying by the Fed of treasuries to keep the Ponzi scheme going. There is a high likelihood that they will expand quantitative easing from $85 billion a month to 100, 120. You know, Mark Faber said on a show on CNBC last week, he would anticipate quantitative easing could go to $1 trillion a month. I mean, that sounds incredible, but if you go back to Weimar Republic, Germany, in the mid-20s, the currency crashed.
You're absolutely right. We got to go to break. Stay there. Come back and tell us more, and then tell us about some of the other projects you're working on and what you see coming up in the future. Max Keiser, MaxKeiser.com, is our guest, and he'll be leaving us in about 10, 12 minutes, then we'll take some calls, and we have another special guest joining us just briefly here, folks. Some of the news up on Infowars.com. Shoppers submit to naked body scans to enter candy store. I'm not joking. That's up on Infowars.com, breaking right now. Shoppers submit to naked body scans to enter candy store. Also, Facebook photo shows another Google mystery barge off the coast of Maine. I'm going to ask Max if he knows what these are. I happen to have some intel. They're just getting ready to go completely offshore with their criminal ops. White House orders insurance companies not to criticize Obamacare. Well, I mean, they wrote it, so why would they criticize it? Well, they mean small ones that didn't write it, and it's meant to shut them down. Don't defend yourself. Just lay down, or you're racist. 10 signs that Obamacare is going to wreck the U.S. economy. Betrayed. Democrats now admit they knew all along that millions would lose their existing health plans. And that's just some of the news up on Infowars.com. And Google's out promoting brain chips again. It's the latest, trendiest thing. If you don't like it, you're just a square. Briefly going to break here. We have more of it coming in today and more of it coming in next week. So if you want to go ahead and order the amazing nascent atomic iodine that is patented, you can do so at InfowarsLife.com. And you can see videos there with Dr. Group, myself, and others breaking down what this does to the thyroid, what it does to block radiation, detoxify fluoride. InfowarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Your purchase makes the transmission possible.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfowarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfowarsLife.com. That's InfowarsLife.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated.
This song's politically incorrect. It talks about the color of somebody's eyes. That might have hurt somebody's feelings. Like France, who's banned the word mother and father.
But my dreams, they are as empty.
I think this is the best Who song.
As my conscience seems to be.
I can't imagine telling lies. It's so easy to tell the truth. You either love the truth or you hate it. All right, Max Kaiser's with us. We appreciate him joining us. Max, you were getting into this whole economic thing. Obviously, it's going towards hyperinflation. They're putting police states in place to control things during that period. Can they get away with everything? They seem to think they can, but as you pointed out, Eric Schmidt didn't know what Bitcoin was. He says, we don't have any privacy and don't deserve it. But then he makes his girlfriends wear Michael Jackson hoods over their heads. I mean, these guys are all crazy. I think in the final equation, they're really just crooks, and they're not invincible. What does Max Kaiser have to say?
Well, just a couple of late-breaking things that are happening during the break here. First of all, you just said they banned the word mother and father. How do they do that? They use copyright law. They'll say, we own the word mother and father. That's the problem of perpetual copyright law. Now, you can't even use the word mother and father. They use copyright law. That's how they create the copyright apartheid.
Well, isn't political correctness a type of copyright where
they just want
everything becomes racist?
It's not about political correctness. They'll present it as being somehow politically motivated or ideologically motivated. No, it's about just they want to own it. They want to own the words. And then if you ever use the words, they want you to pay them. If you can't pay, they'll lend you the money. It's all economics. There's no ideology whatsoever. If everyone thinks this is ideologically driven, they're falling into the trap. It's just money, money, money. Now, before we get off the air, I want to talk about what I want to talk about, which is that, you know, I'm starting a new crowdfunding site called StartJoin, and this crowdfunding site is going to have a top-up fund. So the more people that like the page, because it doesn't actually start until December, but I'm going to be tracking the number of likes on the Facebook page associated with Start Join. And as the number of likes goes up, I'm going to increase that fund, the top-up fund, which is going to be essentially money that I'm going to be giving away to projects. So, yes, this is very new. This has just been up in the last couple of weeks. But this is me trying to bring something economic to the table to rebalance what's going on here so that everyone has access to funding and everyone has access to the benefits of having funded stuff. Because right now, nobody has access to the funding and nobody gets the benefit.
And by the way, we're now seeing some of the big, classic ones that are out there, not letting people have pro-gun or libertarian projects. So it's important to have diversity out there with these crowdfunding systems.
Yeah, exactly. And this is, as you know, goes to the technologies I've developed for 15 years. So we were going to bring some new things to the party. But right now, I'm just trying to get as many likes as possible on this on the Facebook Start Join page. But I think you might have it up on your screen right now as just a way to kick this thing off, which will be coming into beta in December. And the more likes I get, the bigger the fund, which means the more money I'm going to be giving away.
Very interesting, Max. In closing, how bad is the hyperinflation going to get, and when will we really see it start to get worse?
Well, in hyperinflation or in any type of major inflation, you are referring to something called the velocity of money. Right now, all the money that's being printed by the Fed or other central banks just sits on the balance sheets of the banks, and they use it amongst themselves to make quick gains amongst themselves. It doesn't enter the general economy. But once you have a big creditor, let's say China, decides that, you know what, we've got $4 trillion of these dollars sitting
around. Hold on, do 5 more minutes. We're back in 1 minute. I want to finish up with that and then ask you about J.P. Morgan Chase announcing they're not going to let you take your money out of the country.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of
iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.